Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back to Four States Live on this Wednesday, February the 3rd. Rob O'Brien is with us this morning, and this was a subject we didn't get a chance to talk about last time you were on. You know, despite COVID, number-wise, we're not doing so bad. Not only in the state of Missouri, city of Joplin, our numbers are looking pretty decent.
Yeah, and I think it has been a surprise, certainly across the board, maybe, and certainly, we see there are states, especially those states that were hit very hard early. That have substantial revenue shortfall, but Missouri certainly is not one of them, at least so far. One of the offsetting things in that when you look at that and the restaurant and bar right. closures especially, is it was certainly offset by a big jump in retail. Groceries, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so that has made a difference, and we'll go into those numbers in a little bit. But for Missouri, the December revenue, November revenue, October revenue, all of those months were up pretty substantially. Mm-hmm. The state saw a pretty good increase over the fiscal year of about actually 20% in net general revenue, and most of that driven by
toilet paper.
Yeah, pretty much, and probably toilet paper and alcohol along the way.
Yep.
But numbers for Missouri looked pretty good. Of course, the governor, right at the end of December, he had held back. It's part of the governor's powers to hold back funds in terms of release time if the budget is not in good shape. And that is part of Missouri's constitutional no debt mm-hmm. Standing. So he had about $450 million that he had held back from various agencies and then released that because the, about 130 of that right at the end of the year because the state was in pretty good shape. It's likely he'll release some more. We're into the final months of the fiscal year
right.
Through June. So we'll see where that lands. But by and large, the state in terms of recovery has done pretty well. That is about a, when you look at the general revenue for the state, it's a little over $5 billion on a $20-plus billion total budget, because the state has funds that come in from the federal government. They have funds that are restricted specifically to a use, and mm-hmm. so the general funds, which is the opportunity to fund things higher or lower that the legislature is always looking at, and where there's the most flexibility for changing up the budget, is about $5 billion. So again, a pretty decent increase in the first 6 months of the state fiscal year
right.
That started last July, that that really wasn't anticipated early on. So that has been a good sign, and a lot of that driven by sales tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. And I know some of those funds are being released back to higher education and things like that. So I know that we've seen colleges raise tuition or freeze tuition and that sort of a thing. So I know schools are looking forward to what may or may not be released back to them here in the coming months.
Yeah, that's very important. In Missouri, the higher education
Yes.
Line item, which is basically community colleges and universities. So in our area, it's Crowder College and Southern, have a reliance on the state funding, as that's the system and it's how it's worked for many, many years. But because it is in the general fund, it also tends to have some vulnerability to freezes, as we just talked about, along with everything else that's within that general fund. So release of money is coming to them now is good news.
Well, it makes sense that, I mean, if you just look at your own personal budget, you're having to look at things of what do we need right now versus what do we want. And so that's when you kind of freeze your own budget on a personal level. So it totally makes sense on a state level, too.
Well, it does. And the state and communities, especially early on, had a very unexpected, because of COVID, they had a very expected increase in expenses around public health and how to tackle the COVID pandemic. And so states were spending a lot of money trying to figure out how to tackle that, as were communities. And those, you know, they were increasing cost and facing the possibility of decreased revenue along the way. So that's part
of the
equation.
But they didn't anticipate the toilet paper portion of things.
Apparently not. So they are in better shape. It's still not great overall, because there's still more expenses that are out there, and certainly they're working hard to alleviate that, and some of the CARES money that came down early helped states in in dealing with that.
Well, we're going to be talking more with Rob here in just a few moments on Four States Live. We're going to be talking about, in fact, some numbers that just came out yesterday regarding household spending. So we're going to have details on that coming up here in just a few moments. Stay with us.
You never know who might stop by. Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett, online at kkowam.com. Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning. I'm Tanya Bach with your KOAM news update. Authorities in Joplin say a 63-year-old victim of an alleged domestic assault has died. Police say on January 18, officers responded to a home on South Wall for a report of an assault. When they arrived, they found the victim, 63-year-old Ann McCrary, with a broken arm and head and face injuries. She was taken to the hospital, where she would later die on the 31st. The man accused in her death, 38-year-old Casey Malone, was arrested last month before the victim's death and charged with first-degree domestic assault. Six people, a man and five children, shot and killed yesterday at a home in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Police do have a suspect in custody. Police officers responded to the incident and saw the suspected shooter, 25-year-old Jaron Dejan Prigian, holding a gun. An officer fired at Prigian as he tried to run. Officers caught up with Prigian and arrested him. A woman also suffered life-threatening injuries. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Seed and Farm Supply in Lamar is this area's dealer for Family Forage net wrap. American Family Forage has the heaviest net wrap around, and Seed and Farm Supply has a huge selection with all the popular sizes in stock. You can choose your color from either green or a patriotic red, white, and blue. Seed and Farm Supply also carries Brighton Integra and Bale Tough brands, as well as baling wire, silage wrap, and twine. Give Martin or Russ a call at 417-682-6465 and check out the website seedandfarm.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The difference between gambling and having a gambling problem is worth knowing. Learn about the warning signs that you or someone you care about could be at risk. If you struggle with a gambling problem, or if you are impacted by a loved one struggling with a gambling problem, please get help. You can get confidential, no out-of-pocket cost assistance by calling the Kansas Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 or at ksgamblinghelp.com. Know your limits. This message is brought to you by the Southeast Kansas Problem Gambling Task Force. The Morning Show is sponsored by Crescent Feed Mill, your top agricultural feed service serving in all locations near you. Purchase Crescent Feed for your farm and animals today. Located in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Diamond, Sarcoxie, Granby, and Monette, Missouri. Crescent Feed, your number one brand.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 3rd. 331 days are left in the year, and there will be 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight today. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m., with sunset coming at 5:46 p.m. And now let's take a look back at the closing markets for Tuesday, February 2nd. Market data provided by Bar Chart. In the cash cattle comments, the country continued to be very quiet yesterday afternoon, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until later in the week. Asking prices were around 115 plus in the south and not yet established in the north. The Texas cash pool sold 688 head at 113.22, with the other bids coming in at 112.65, 112.51, and 113.05. Last week's winning bid was 112.55, making this week's sales 67 cents stronger. Tuesday's slaughter totaled 118,000 head, 1,000 more than last week, but 3,000 less than a year ago. Cattle futures closed mostly moderately higher on live contracts, up 40 to 110, with only spot February up triple digits, while feeder issues ended the day mostly sharply higher, up 80 to 162. Beef cutouts closed mixed on light to moderate box movement. At the mercantile, live cattle for February finished at 115.97, up $1.10. April closed at 122.52, adding 82 cents, and June was at 118.80, gaining 57 cents. Feeder cattle for March closed at 139.12, up $1.20. April added $1.17 at 142.25, and May was $1.32 higher at 144.37. Lean hogs for February added $2 at 71.55. April closed at 78.07, up 2.57. And May added $1.62 at $82.05. From the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat closed at 6.44¾, down 6¼. May was at 6.45¾, off 6. And July fell 3¾ at 6.30 even. Corn for March closed at 5.43 even, falling 6¼. May also dropped 6¼ at 5.42¼. And July was 5½ lower at 5.31¼. Soybeans for March closed at 13.54¾, down 10½. May was at 13.50¾, down 11¾. And July lost 11¼ at 13.33¾. Soybean meal for March was 2.50 lower at 4.28 even. May finished at 4.25.50, down 2.50. And July was at 4.20.60, dropping $2.40. Soybean oil for March was down 65 points at 44.32. May was off 60 points at 43.62, and July fell 51 points at 42.99. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, March wheat closed at 6.19 even, down 6¼. May was at 6.22½, off 6, and July finished at 6.21¾, falling 6. That has been a look at Tuesday's closing markets. I'm downtown Keith Brown on the Four States Ag Leader.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning. With a clear sky, temperatures fell into the 30s overnight. We can expect to be sunny, breezy, and quite a bit warmer for this time of year, our high near 60. South winds will be gusty through tonight, our low 39. Rain will move in early tomorrow with temperatures falling in the mid-30s throughout the rest of the afternoon. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. It's James. Conditions in the four states, 32 in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 34 Joplin, Missouri, Rogers, Arkansas, 31 Miami, Oklahoma, it's 32. We have 67% humidity, a wind out of the south at 5, and it's 7:40. You're up to date on conditions in the four states.
You never know who might stop by, but it's going to be fun and informative. Welcome back to Four States Live.
Yes, Rob O'Brien, it's you.
It's me.
It's you. Rob O'Brien is back with us this morning on this Wednesday, February the 3rd. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about how the economy in the state of Missouri doesn't seem to have taken a huge hit. I mean, in retrospect, it's doing fairly well despite COVID. But this segment, we're talking about what actually is happening in individual households. And those are new numbers that came out just yesterday. And I was telling you some of the tips that we did to cut down on spending on our house, but we did spend on other things.
And that is the shift that's occurred in there, and the Missouri has seen that in how people spend their money, and certainly we talked about that a little bit earlier when people said, you know, I can't go to restaurants, can't go to bars, can't go to some of the entertainment venues. People weren't traveling as much in general, so hotels and lodging as a sector were down across the state. But the offset was groceries, and we touched on that earlier. It wasn't just toilet paper.
Right. I mean,
people were buying other things.
Flour, yeast, like all some of that stuff just disappeared.
Staple products, especially early on, kind of disappeared off the shelves until the supply chain, nationally had to balance out with how to address that. That said, though, overall, consumer spending in Missouri from January of 2020 to actually the numbers were done just a snapshot right after the holidays, so right after the new year. And consumer spending actually was down a little more in Missouri than in the U.S.
Okay.
On average. We're down about 4%. The U.S. Average was down about 3%. On the other hand, grocery purchases went up 17%, which was higher than what was going on across the country by a couple of percent.
I think it's because we partially had nothing else to do but eat.
Probably.
I think that's part of it. Well, and I was telling you, because I do keep an eye on the news and that sort of thing as much as I can. And I knew when Governor Parson had called that news conference, I knew it was going to, and they had indicated it was going to be talking about a state shutdown or, you know, just a stay-at-home order or whatever. I'm like, Grayson, we need to run to the store. We need to make sure we have flour, yeast, you know, some basics. Like, I've seen it happen before. And so that's what we did a couple of hours before. And then, what do you know? Boom. Call me. I'm the predictor. I knew what was going to happen.
I would reach out to you, but you don't return my text.
I do return.
No.
Sometimes I'm taking a nap when you text me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. In terms of retail, this is kind of interesting. Both in-store and online, though, Missouri went up some last year. But not as much as nationally. But a lot of that national, national number, which was up like 16%, was online purchases. And while we see that here in the Midwest, and we've talked about that before on another show about people shifting to more online purchases, there's still probably overall more people here than, say, Silicon Valley that like to go.
Right.
You know, you like to see something, you like to make sure it fits, you're looking for the perfect gift, et cetera, et cetera. People still like to go out. And so while retail was up about 4%, driven in Missouri by more online purchases nationally, it was 16%.
Wow.
And so, you know, people were bored along with eating. Mm-hmm. So you shop. And then you shop online.
And then if you're drinking, then you drunk shop. And, like, you never know what you're going to get.
FedEx just brings you interesting things.
Yes. Right? Yes. Because you're like, oh, I did buy that. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's reflected on the other side of the equation when you talk about foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual foot traffic in venues. And Missouri only fell about 2%.
Okay.
While nationally it went down about 10%. So, again, part of that, too, we were a little later in the impact from COVID. Most of the Midwest was, you know, it spread into the middle of the country from the coast.
Right.
And so... it came a little later, and there was a little more time to adjust, both for local public health departments and the governors to say, how are we going to tackle this? Mm-hmm. But certainly when it finally did show up, it showed up just as strongly as it did in other places in terms of the spread and the rate of spread.
You know, and I was kind of telling you some of the tips and tricks that we did. When everything kind of initially hit, I was making my own bleach wipes for my husband and that sort of a thing. Does that come into play on this, where people are more, for lack of a better term, kind of homesteading it? Like, we ended up spending more, I think, on our pool this year because that was our source of entertainment than we did on anything else.
I do think people were looking for something,
yeah.
You know.
We were cutting corners, the
staycation type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And if you could, for example, despite the increase in grocery purchases that were there, buying groceries and staying home is still less expensive overall than going out.
Sure.
And so you see this big decline in restaurants, but it's actually more of a decline percentage-wise than you see groceries going mm-hmm. up because of that. But, you know, the hardest hit sectors were, as you might expect, and we talked about that in terms of foot traffic going down. Were the hotels and casinos, and then the dining side, the restaurant side, and then the fitness places
mm-hmm.
Were for Missouri kind of bottom of the heap in terms of, you know, talking about a 20% plus loss of foot traffic. And those are places that need the foot traffic, basically,
right.
To see the sales. On the other hand, home improvement... And you mentioned your pool, but home improvement went up almost 40% in terms of foot traffic. And that was very obvious when you looked around the landscape at the Home Depot and Lowe's and Sutherland's.
Yes.
And
I think it's because we were sitting around our houses going, we've got nothing else to do. I've been meaning to do this flooring project. Let's do it. Like, I need to improve. If I'm going to be stuck here for a year or two, let's make it more livable. And I think that's where some of that came from.
Oh, yeah. And I think you're exactly right. And certainly, contractors I know, especially the people who do renovations mm-hmm. and projects large and small, they were very busy.
Yes.
They're still very busy. And probably because, you know, there were those folks like me who said, boy, I really need to do this, and then said, no, it needs to be done. But,
no, that's when you start doing it yourself, and then you realize your age, right?
Yeah. You know, do I really want to fall off the ladder one more time here type of thing. So it's been a balancing act, and mm-hmm. these latest numbers that came from the Missouri University Extension really kind of point that out. You see these, for example... big jump in groceries. On the other hand, in terms of foot traffic, it was a big drop
mm-hmm.
For grocery stores. But people order delivery, or they go
I
and have
love
it brought
my pickup.
Out to
oh,
the pickup
yeah.
place. that doesn't count as foot traffic. You're just, you know, you're there in the parking lot and somebody else brings it out.
You pop the trunk and go, just leave it in the back and run.
And take off. So,
although what surprised me, I think, the most is the housing market that has just seemed to explode. I think, and again, I think that goes back to you're stuck in one house for a while and you kind of look around going, we need more space, or I need an office space, or I need that sort of thing. So I think that's kind of one thing that has kind of shocked me with this.
A housing market has been good, and it's been good nationally, except in the largest metro and highest population state. So New York State, but mostly New York City, California, but again, mostly San Francisco, L.A.,
right,
Illinois, but mostly Chicago, have all seen drops in population. And where are those people going? They're kind of diffused. A lot of them are seeing the opportunity to just move out to the suburbs. So they might even, if you're in Chicago, just bounce across the line into Wisconsin or Indiana. But if you're in California, there are a lot of them kind of headed for Texas, interestingly enough. But you see that with companies.
Yes, but we also get a lot of transplants here, too.
Yeah, we do.
So, well, we've got one more segment with Rob. Again, we've been talking with Rob O'Brien about all things related economy-wise here in the state of Missouri, in this area. We've got more coming up here on Four States Live in just a few moments.
More Four States Live is coming up next with Shannon Bruffett online at kkowam.com. Farmers Bank takes pride in knowing they have a vital role in the growth and development of our Kansas communities. As partners in business and friends in life, all their banking decisions are made right here locally. With no fees on ag loans and no origination fees or points on home loans, discover the difference a hometown bank can make. Visit them in Walnut, Hepler, St. Paul, and Girard for all your banking needs. Farmers Bank, we make banking better. Member FDIC.
A reputation for being the best. The toughest zero-turn mower ever made doesn't come easy. It's earned by a precision cut, a perfectly manicured lawn, a job well done. It's earned by outworking, outperforming, and outdoing with horsepower, handling, and versatility. It's heavy-duty build quality and cutting power that means business. Introducing Bobcat Zero-Turn Mowers, spraying tough to turf. Stop by Bobcat of Joplin to see our new Bobcat Zero-Turn Mowers.
For a great time, winning ways, delicious chef-created entrees, live weekend entertainment, and your favorite gaming machines. You need to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. More ways to play for your chance to win your share of over $800,000 total cash and goal rewards play. In February, Indigo is the place to party, stay, and play, where our guests come first and always deserve a good time. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
If you've been sweeping your tax problems under the rug, I've got news for you. Those problems aren't going away. In fact, they're probably getting worse. But here is the good news. The team at Show Me Tax Relief believes you deserve a fresh start. Show Me Tax Relief has helped troubled taxpayers by developing personalized plans to relieve liens, levies, wage garnishments, stop collections, and they may even be able to settle your tax debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Don't you think you deserve a fresh start? Call or text 417-781-1TAX. That's 417-781-1829. Show Me Tax Relief is a local tax resolution firm right here in Southwest Missouri who will meet with you face-to-face, discuss your options, and make sure you're treated fairly by the IRS. There is no better time than now. Your free consultation is just a phone call or text away. 417-781-1829. That's 417-781-1829. Or visit them online at showmetaxrelief.com.
You never know who might stop by, but it's going to be fun and informative. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live on Wednesday, February the 3rd. Rob O'Brien back with us this morning. You always bring a nice long list of things we can talk about, and we always run out of time. I don't know if it's you or me talking more, but I did, by the way, drive by Memorial Hall yesterday and saw a huge crowd, and I'm like, what is going on? But then I noticed news cameras and that sort of a thing. groundbreaking.
And you thought, boy, if I was still in that side of the news business, I'd be there with the camera.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would. Yeah. I would be there with the camera. So, but this is exciting news. And you and I were talking during the commercial break, you know, amenities like the arts is what kind of brings people to a community.
That is really true. And it's a shift, I think, that has occurred over years. Mm-hmm. When you look at what drives people, for many years it was always the job.
Right.
If I'm going to someplace new, it's usually because of the job. And we would even see that when I was at the Chamber, you go back 20-some-odd years ago. And, you know, when people would call, there'd be a wildfire or an earthquake in California, and people would call and say, I'm really wanting to get out of here
now. Let's move to Tornado Alley.
And so they liked the Midwest. Mm-hmm. But when you kind of dug into it with them, you'd find out there was a relationship to Joplin. Mm-hmm. in some way. They may have been here as a plant manager for 3, 4, 5 years and then got promoted on. They may have just been traveling through and spent the night here, liked the community, what they saw, so they at least wanted to check it out. But they had this kind of physical connection at some point to the area. What in the last few years you see is people who really don't have necessarily a physical connection, but they're looking for something, and the internet allows a lot, yes, of research to go on. So they can say, oh, good transportation, good medical care, good job opportunities. Many of them work remotely or have for a long time. They run their own business, or they can do it from home working for another company. And so they say, hey, well, I could be here. I'm researching a number of communities. So what then becomes the driver, once you take care of kind of the basic side of it, is what is there to do? What are, mm-hmm, the amenities? You have nice parks. You have nice trails. Saw that literally 20 years ago, even on a project where the staff that were going to be sent to this new location snuck into Joplin at the dead of night and then basically said, well, this other community had some nice parks and we didn't see anything in Joplin, which then when everyone started looking around, we said, well, Joplin has a lot of parks, but they're kind of faded, mm-hmm, and they don't really show very well. And that's when the city passed very first time the park and stormwater sales tax, which now we have these nice parks.
Yes.
And the city does a marvelous job in,
yes,
keeping the parks upgraded, because that becomes an amenity. Then they move to trails, and that continues to be a push for trails. So the Cornell Complex is another piece of that, something that will be a very much of a focal point for performance and visual arts. It becomes the new home with about double the space for the Spiva Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. It creates indoor performance space, but also an outdoor space, because when our committee started looking at that many moons ago and did some studies, they said, hey, people like the outside. And being able to have, the concert on the green, so to speak.
Sure.
In this outside setting would be great. And exciting with what's going on with Memorial Hall. The intent was always to complement that. And I think the city is really now ready to move ahead and do something with Memorial Hall that will make it a more viable venue in the community.
Well, I know that they're looking at their 10-year parks plan, which does include those amenities. And so they're, of course, we've been talking with Nick Edwards monthly here on the show. And so he's been kind enough to share some of that. But amenities always brings someone to the table. That's what you look for in a vacation. It's what you want to look for in your home.
And you want to do it for the people who are here, because
yes,
we all live here.
You want to keep us here.
We want to have things to do, and you'd like to make sure that your kids or your grandkids find opportunities to stay here along the line. But just by doing that, it attracts other people in because they see the vibrant community. And right now, good stuff. We just hadn't really touched on the new county building on 7th Street as well.
But as I'm wrapping you up.
Yep. $15 million in investment between the Cornell and the courthouse.
Yeah.
So Joplin hasn't seen that kind of downtown investment in a long time.
Well, they're playing the music. That means we got to wrap it up. And I know you're going to be back here in a couple of weeks. I will put that on my list for next time, okay? But we've got more coming up here on Four States Live. We're going to be hitting national news, but we're going to find out about how you can love local with the United Way and Downstreet Quincino. That's up next.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Researchers in the UK say a COVID shot from a Swedish drug manufacturer offers hope of slowing the spread of the virus dramatically.
Two doses of good news on the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. The study found it doesn't just help the body fight COVID-19, it stopped most of those vaccinated from spreading it. The researchers also found a single dose remained 76% effective for 3 months, supporting the UK decision to delay that second dose in order to offer more people some protection sooner. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The vaccine is not available in the U.S. yet. As we wait for protection, the virus is changing. There are now two new variants on the West Coast, one in Southern California, the other in the North. Dr. Charles Chu is a virologist at the University of California, San Francisco.
This variant is really a sign that that we don't have the pandemic under control.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick is only the fifth private citizen ever to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. His remains arrived almost a month after he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the riot at the building. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
There will be a ceremonial departure from the Capitol here. Officer Sicknick will be taken to Arlington National Cemetery, where he'll be laid to rest.
The pandemic triggered an exodus from cities to suburbs and more rural areas. That sparked a flurry of real estate deals. But CBS's Jim Krasula says not everyone can swing expenditures on their own.
More than half of Americans who bought their first home in 2020 said family or friends helped them with down payments, according to a survey by Realtor.com. The housing market is booming, and much of the surge is because of first-time buyers. Those people, though, are facing soaring home prices.
The pandemic hasn't eliminated a favorite time for movie lovers.
The Hollywood Awards season is underway. Today, the nominations for the Golden Globes. One of the films topping the list, the highly acclaimed Nomadland, which tells the story of a woman who loses her job in 2011 and decides to live on the road in a van. It's up for Best Dramatic Film, along with Mank, Promising Young Woman, The Father, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven. In the acting categories, among those up for Best Actor in a Dramatic Film, the late Chadwick Boseman. The Golden Globes will be handed out on February 28th. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A popular celebrity vacation spot is closing its landing strip to Americans. The French government has ordered the Caribbean island of St. Barts to bar most visitors in compliance with its coronavirus protocols. S&P futures up 13. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
This Inside Edition report is sponsored by Indeed. The Inside Edition team recently spoke to an Arizona police officer who decided to adopt a two-year-old he'd met while conducting a child welfare check.
One of her eyes was swollen. She had different coloring of bruises all about her face. But she was still happy-go-lucky, little two-year-old. I distinctly remember her grabbing my hand and putting it in her lap and just holding my hand and just petting my hand like I was the one that was needing to be consoled. It melted my heart right away. This weight was lifted because I knew that I didn't have to worry about who was going to be taking care of her, who was going to be loving her.
I love him.
Find quality candidates fast with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim a $75 credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Mexico is trying to stop a high-end auction.
More than 30 artifacts from before Spain colonized Mexico are due to go under the hammer at Christie's in Paris next week. But Mexico says they're part of its national heritage and should be returned. The artifacts include masks, carved stones and figures by Aztec, Mayan, Toltec and Mixtec cultures. A few of the pieces are expected to go for more than $1 million each. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History says the Foreign Ministry is working to diplomatic channels to try to have them returned. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
First couple talked to people about magical moments of the inauguration.
It seems so surreal the whole day, but when they opened those doors, and I could just feel this lump in my throat.
The moment for me was being sworn in, looking at the chief and seeing...
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
So there's this guy, and his name is Jose, and he's healthy, he's got a happy family, he's busy running his own payroll company in Texas, goes to the doctor and gets news you never want to hear, cancer. And here's the thing, he had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jose and his wife Estrella was, is this really going to work? Especially after they got hit with an $85,000 bill.
That bill was paid so fast that it was amazing.
We didn't have to worry. They paid right away. All his doctor visits, it was just amazing.
So yes, MediShare works. And a typical family saves $500 a month when they switch to MediShare. But it's not just about the money.
Just to have believers knowing that they're praying for you, you know, it melted your heart.
And I tell you, I have nothing but great things to say about MediShare.
Why wait? You can call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
Daily, fresh cooked meals, neighbors that treat you like family, and a gorgeous place to call home. Welcome to the community of Westridge in Girard, Kansas. Westridge offers beautiful independent living apartments, as well as an assisted living facility for ages 62 and over. Enjoy their tranquil spa, beauty salon, and plenty of entertainment from games, TV rooms, and dining areas. Call 620-724-6760 to schedule a tour. Westridge Assisted Living in Girard. Find them fast in names and numbers.
Weather brought to you by Paynes. For over 38 years, the professionals at Paynes have you covered. From general machine work to driveline repair to CNC work, and now including custom cylinder repair. Call them at 620-231-3170 or find them fast in names and numbers.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning. With a clear sky, temperatures fell into the 30s overnight. We can expect to be sunny, breezy, and quite a bit warmer for this time of year, our high near 60. South winds will be gusty through tonight, our low 39. Rain will move in early tomorrow with temperatures falling in the mid-30s throughout the rest of the afternoon. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Current conditions around the four-state area, well, it's 37 degrees in Joplin, Missouri with a fair sky. In Pittsburgh, Kansas, 35. Rogers, Arkansas, 36. And 36, Miami, Oklahoma, with a fair sky. Humidity level at 67%. Wind is at the south right now at 6 miles per hour. My name is James. It's 8:07. It is time for the Pledge of Allegiance from the Girard FFA, followed by our national anthem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is the Girard FFA chapter.
I'm Martina McBride, and I love my country.
I'm Tim McGraw, and I love my country.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Aldean, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Keith Urban, and I love my country.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
Waters these days, except me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need a big water? I've got water for you.
I need to make a habit of hydrating myself.
Well, okay, before you leave, I will make sure you have water.
Coffee, I rationalize it as coffee's made of water.
It is made of water.
So I get it that way, but I don't think it works out that way. I don't think that's science.
Well, you got the caffeine. Well, that aside. Anyway, Barry Linda with us this morning with Downstream Casino Resort, as well as Bob Burke with United Way of Southwest Missouri and Southeast Kansas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You've been kind of running around the station.
I need the hydration at this point. Got my steps in for the day.
You're hitting your steps in. You got that smartwatch going?
That's the smartest thing on me is that watch. I assure you.
I don't know if that's the smartest thing on you, because you have done the smart thing by teaming up with United Way to do an amazing promotion for Valentine's Day. Talk about that.
Well, that was smart and easy, because when you partner with an agency as great as United Way is, you discover things about the community. You have no idea some of the struggles that people face every single day right underneath our nose in our own community. Things like that become aware when you partner with United Way. Just the fact that they helped over 40,000 individuals last year in this community alone is kind of startling. You go, my gosh, what, like, that's going on in our community. There's a need in our community, and United Way helps fulfill that. So anytime we can partner with them on something like that, it's great for me. And this was a no-brainer. Valentine's Day coming up. I'm really bad at gifts sometimes.
So, well, you're a guy. We'll let you slide a little.
I'm really bad at it, full transparency. So what better way than possibly winning a raffle package to Downstream Casino Resort, one night stay, dinner for two at Spring River with great food, Quapaw Cattle Company beef, some of the stuff from our greenhouse.
Steak sounds so good right now. People say you would eat steak at, like, I'm like, this is lunchtime for me. This is lunchtime.
I think there's a thing called breakfast steak. If there's not, we trademark right now.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Steak and eggs. There you go.
We got it going.
And we know all the winning, all the fun, all the excitement, everything associated with Downstream could take a lot out of you. So how about winding down with a 30-minute couples massage at the knee spa? And all that's available in a ticket package for the low, low price of $10. And those $10 stay in our community with United Way, or 3 for $25.
So, yeah, I was going to bring that up, because you could buy 3 chances for $25. And even if you don't win, this is going for an amazing cause.
You can feel good about where your money goes.
It's a win-win.
Where this goes. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if it was a smart decision. It was an easy decision.
Yes.
To make, definitely, for sure, with Bob.
Well, and Bob, talk about how you help out the community. I mean, we're talking 40,000 people. And it's only through 26 agencies, which, you know, I say only 26, but the agencies, you guys kind of pretty much have it all covered.
So United Way of Southwest Missouri and Southeast Kansas, we partner with our 26 partner agencies across Jasper, Newton, and then Crawford, Cherokee, and LeBec counties in Southeast Kansas, right? And so United Way focuses on health, education, and financial stability. Those are the three big key areas. Mm-hmm. And so as we near the end of our annual campaign, we thought this was a great way to kind of boost that there at the end, is do this Valentine's Day raffle. And so the proceeds from this raffle go toward our campaign, which obviously, like I said, helps fund programs at those 26 partner agencies.
Where did this idea come from? Because I know you approached Barry, right?
I did, actually. And so actually,
it's a phone call, and it's just like, hook a man up, right?
Well, a little more paperwork than that, but
we had a great we did a raffle a few months back where we gave away a digestible bed, and we did Sleep United. And then, so as I was thinking, you know, United Way's big thing is Live United, and as I was thinking about things, I thought, Live United, it's Valentine's Day, Love United, who wouldn't want to have a great,
right,
like the perfect date night, Valentine's Day prize package, courtesy of Downstream Casino? It just made sense. And like Barry said, it's win-win, but it's also win-win-win, because you can win that prize package for Valentine's Day. You win by helping the community, and you win by helping yourself. So,
And making your sweetheart happy.
Absolutely.
It's a triple win. Win-win-win, because he's done the marketing for me on this deal, because it's such a great deal. You know, you can get behind those dollars that you give. you know, they stay local, which is so important these days.
And you know, you brought up the knee spa, and you and I haven't really talked about the knee spa much, but I've been in there a couple of times. Gorgeous.
It's a hidden gem. Not a lot of people know about it. Not a lot of people know that you can actually just go out there and book services. You know, call 918-919-6000, find out more information, book some session time out there. We use we have five greenhouses on our property. We use different herbs and things out there in the treatments that we use, but it's full service. When I need a place to go hide, that's where I go.
Oh, you just said it on the air, so your bosses are listening. So if you disappear, they know where to go find you.
I'm not in that meeting. I'm down there getting a mani-pedi.
But, Bob, going back to the United Way, again, 26 agencies across southeast Kansas, southwest Missouri, how do you choose, you know, you talked about the education, the health, and financial aspect of it. Each community is different in what they need. What they need in southeast Kansas is different than what we need here in
southwest
Missouri.
There are similarities, but yes.
So how do you go about, like, is it a community survey? Like, how do they figure out what each community needs?
Yeah, and so that's a great question, and one that we get kind of often about United Way as well. How does, you know, my contribution to United Way, who decides where that goes? So our agencies apply for funding every year, annually, for their program. And then it's not Bob Burke or our executive director that makes those decisions, right? So we actually do what's called community investment panels. And so volunteers. So when someone donates to United Way, when someone contributes to United Way, they have the opportunity to sit in on those community investment panels. And they see our agencies work in action. And they hear all about the agencies. And they know, they see it firsthand. You know, things could be a little different. Could do some of that virtually, obviously, this year with everything going on. But so they have the say, they make that recommendation then to our board of directors to see how that contribution is best spent for the best way to benefit our communities.
And Barry, going back over to you, you know, we've talked about the culture of Downstream a lot, and this is part of the culture, is giving back. I mean, a lot of times businesses don't have to, like, you don't have to, but you make a conscious effort to give back to the community that gives to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we check all the boxes when it comes to the fun, the excitement, all the wacky things that we do. But with that comes a social responsibility. If we're going to say we're going to be representative in this community and be pillars, it comes a responsibility to do that. And this is a no-brainer, but Downstream and the Quapaw Nation are always trying to figure out a way to better the community, better the people around them, because it makes you better, whether it be partnering with the United Way or some of the things that maybe are not covered, like the Quapaw Nation usually donates around 2 tons of canned food to different food banks around the area. Mm-hmm. It's all about understanding the struggles in your community and figuring out what assets we have to better our community and address those struggles every single day.
And some of those people struggling, maybe your employees. Some of those people struggling could be your neighbor. You don't know.
That's the astounding part about the 40,000 people that have helped individually last year. You know that somebody you've come in contact with or know has been positively affected by the United Way. You know, pride's a funny thing. Sometimes you don't know people are struggling just because it's hard for you.
We put on that pace.
Yeah, that's humans, especially after last year. We've learned to put on a really good face, really, really good face with all your struggles. So you just don't know. Somebody you interact every single day, you may have zero clue that they're hungry, or they may not have, you know, all the things that United Way
medical care,
you know, the basics that we take for granted every single day, you know, they may be doing without. And so it's actually an honor to partner with somebody like United Way to help fulfill those needs in our community.
And Bob, I heard you inhale. I know you want to add.
Well, no, I was just going to say it's we are so grateful to partner with Downstream Casino on this raffle, because like you said, they completely understand, and they jumped right on board and said, yes, absolutely, we want to help. And that's how United Way of Southwest Missouri and Southeast Kansas is able to help the more than 40,000 people that we did last year, is through partnering with great businesses and organizations like Downstream Casino.
And especially after the last year, I know that you guys count on more than ever. That's part of your theme.
Right.
You know, with this, with your annual campaign, that you rely on these business partnerships to keep you guys going.
Yeah. And so that was our that's our campaign theme this year. Now more than ever, we must live united. With everything that happened last year, our agencies have continued to see an increase in needs like never before. And so that's why we say it's more important now more than ever to contribute to United Way and participate in what we do. And so, yeah, it's absolutely, that's really true. It's not just a sweet little campaign theme. It's really true. Now more than ever is the time to participate and partner with United Way to help our communities.
Well, they not just more than ever, but they can love United right now, and time is running out. How can people get a hold of those raffle tickets?
I'm glad you asked.
Glad I asked.
We'll do that drawing Tuesday, February 9th. We're going to do it at Downstream Casino Resort. It'll be streamed live on our Facebook page, so just look for United Way MOCAN on Facebook. We'll do that on the 9th. Tickets are only $10 a piece or 3 for $25. You tell me which is a better deal. Tickets are available.
Don't make me do math. I got into media.
Tickets are available at the United Way offices in Pittsburgh and Joplin. Or best thing to do is go to our website, UnitedWayMOCAN.org/loveUnited. Or when you go to our website, UnitedWayMOCAN.org, you'll see the graphic there on our homepage.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us this morning. I've got to say, you're very festive. You're ready for love.
I'm trying to get in the mood with love.
Yeah, you know? I love your pink jacket.
Real men wear pink, is that right?
Yeah, they do. And not just in October. So, and Bob,
exactly.
And you're looking great.
For radio.
Great. Yeah, we're all good. Here I am in my typical black and white. But anyway, so of course, we'll link you up through our website, kkowam.com, a little bit later on this morning. We've got more coming up on Four States Live. Don't go anywhere.
Have a question or comment? Just email 4states@kkowradio.com. More 4 States Live is coming up next.
Are you looking for a new career? The J.M. Smucker Company in Front Neck, Kansas needs you as part of their team. Smucker's manufactures Rachel Ray's Nutrish pet food and believes every employee makes a difference. At Smucker's, they look for the highest quality employees who are passionate about the purpose and culture of the company. Smucker's is now hiring for production technicians. The starting rate of pay is $16.40 per hour, and all employees receive full benefits on day one. Check them out and apply online at SmuckerCareers.com.
Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at KKOWAM.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're gonna dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and 400.
The planet Earth has been rotating around the sun for 4.5 billion years. Since the dawn of man, we have been crafting and refining tools to dig into the Earth's surface.
Ooh, me dig. Oh, me tired.
But it wasn't until today that digging could be so much fun.
Woohoo, me digging this.
Whether you're digging in the dirt or moving a bale of hay or clearing land, you need the right equipment for the job. And the Branson tractors you'll find at Tatum Motor Company make big jobs easier. Branson tractors feature common spec engines and are all steel. That means they're heavier, with built-in weight for more lift capacity. And Branson has been ranked the number one tractor manufacturer in the United States by the Equipment Dealers Association. And right now, you can get a free loader when you purchase a Branson tractor from Paul and the gang at Tatum Motor Company in Anderson, Missouri, or Springdale, Arkansas, or online at TatumMotor.com.
This segment is brought to you by Freeman Health Systems. When you're recovering from a sports injury, illness, or surgery, the physical therapist and certified athletic trainers at Freeman Rehabilitation and Sports Center will tailor plans of therapy, exercise, and strength training to meet your needs.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans and local college basketball. There were some makeup games in the MIAA last night as the Missouri Southern teams get swept at home by Northwest Missouri 63-46 and 84-74. The Emporia State women win at Missouri Western 79-61, and the Central Oklahoma men knocked off Lincoln 87-76. The Pitt State teams are back in action at home with Central Missouri tomorrow. The Gorilla Women are 10-5 on the season, while the Jennies are 12-2 and ranked 22nd in the NCAA Division II Top 25 this week. Central Missouri leads this series 34-26 and won the earlier matchup 78-61 at Warrensburg last November, but PSU is 15-11 against the Jennies at John Lance Arena. The Pitt State men are 8-7 on their season and have won three straight, while the Mules come in at 6-9 and had their four-game winning streak snapped by Northwest Missouri last weekend. Central Missouri leads this series 74-47, including an 88-80 win over the Gorillas in the earlier meeting at Warrensburg this season, but PSU is 30-23 and have won three straight against the Mules at Pittsburgh. The women's game tips off at 5:30 tomorrow night, followed by the men's game at 7:30. Other action in the MIAA tomorrow, Missouri Southern is at home against Lincoln. Central Oklahoma travels to Nebraska Kearney. Emporia State is home with Northeastern State. Newman plays at Fort Hays State, and Washburn is home with Rogers State. Local college football news, National Signing Day begins today for all high school senior athletes, and Pitt State will be hosting a virtual event for all of their incoming recruits. Head coach Brian Wright and his staff will reveal the recruiting class of 2021, with each recruit being highlighted through a series of video clips and in-depth analysis. This is the second straight recruiting class for Wright, who took over at PSU after Tim Beck announced his resignation following the 2019 season. Despite numerous challenges presented by the coronavirus pandemic, PSU was one of just 10 NCAA Division II football programs to play an abbreviated schedule last fall, going 2-2 in just four games in Wright's debut season. The virtual ceremony begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon and can be seen at pittstate.tv. Sports for now. More in about an hour. We now return to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the Four States.
Pizza Bake Spaghetti is back at Fazoli's for...
And welcome back. It is Four States Live on this Wednesday, February the 3rd. With us this morning, Jared Johnston and Krista Haley with Stained Glass Theater. You guys are getting ready for Charlie's Aunt dress rehearsals. And I'm glad to see you guys are awake, because I know that dress rehearsals can kind of run light.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, last night was a little bit of a late night.
So, Krista, you and I were talking about your character.
Yes.
Who do you play in the upcoming show? It's called Charlie's Aunt.
Yes, my character's name is Mrs. Buttercup Smythe. I am a widow. I have a sweet niece that I absolutely dote upon, and I show up about mid-show. I've heard of Charlie's Aunt. I'm absolutely fascinated by her, want to get to know more about her. So I kind of do some snooping to find out who she is and what she's all about.
Well, you're a Smythe, of course.
Yes,
you're
going to
be
a Smythe. Yes.
One of the coolest names in the show.
Yes.
Well, Jared, what is your role in this show?
I am Charles Wickham, and I am Jack's buddy, and we're just trying to date two girls. And I basically just go along with what he says, and it gets us into some interesting situations.
Well, talk a little bit about the plot. We don't want to give everything away. I kind of know what's going on in the show, because we had you guys on last week. But talk a little bit about the premise of the show, like kind of set us up.
Right. So two guys, we start with two guys after they had been into a dance with two girls. They really like these two girls, and they're ready to fall in love. And so they're writing letters. And they're trying to figure out how to get these girls here, how to date them, how to be with them. But in 18th century England, you can't just have two girls with you. You need a chaperone.
Right.
And so it just so happens Charlie's aunt is coming into town. So they're like, why don't we get my aunt, to go in with us to be the chaperone with these two girls? And so they're trying to set all this up, and nothing goes to plan at all.
Of course
and,
not.
And a lot of comedy comes out of it.
What made you? You're one of the newer performers there at Stained Glass. This is your second.
Yes. Second.
So, what drew you to the stage? What made you decide, well, I'm going to give this a shot?
Oh man, that's a lot of questions.
Okay. Well, let's. Why? I'll just pull it down into one. Why?
Yeah, why? I've always been interested in theater, but in high school, I was like, eh. I don't think so. I was a lot more timid in high school. Then I went to college and was like, screw that. So now I'm a lot more outgoing, and I've always wanted to try it. So I did put my hand out there, and it was a lot of fun, my first show. I didn't have a big role because I asked for a very small role, mm-hmm. just because of scheduling and no experience being
sure.
scared. And then I was like, man, that was a lot of fun, and I want to do it again. And they put me into a larger role.
That's what you get. That's what happens. Well, and we actually, we had a listener last time you guys were on, but we didn't get a chance to answer the question. What advice would you give to somebody who is considering joining community theater, whether it's Stained Glass Theater or one of the other theaters here in the area? What advice would you give to that person on potentially getting started?
Right, just do it. There's really no other good solution.
Thanks for stealing the Nike thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do it.
Not a sponsor. So get out there, do it. You might not get exactly what you want, but that's okay because there's not only one show in your life that's ever going to be going when you have some free time. So you might be a stagehand, you might be tech, you might just get a very small role, but do it. Let them get to know your face. Show them what you can do, and then when they're thinking of something maybe a little bit bigger, they'll go, oh, remember that one guy? They're back. We trust them.
And your phone's going off. It's all good. So well, he's dealing with that. Krista, what about you? Like, how many shows have you done, do you think?
Well, I have done 6 shows with Stained Glass over, I think it's been 20 years. So I absolutely enjoy it. And yes, I would say, first off, go to the theaters, attend the theaters, show them that you enjoy their shows, support them, and then yes, look on their Facebook pages for their when they're having auditions and show up. It is so much fun. You will absolutely love it.
So how do auditions work there at Stained Glass? Because that is one theater I have not been a part of. So I don't know how. I mean, auditions I know can kind of work differently place to place.
They've changed a bit over the years, but now you just kind of show up. If you're familiar with the show, they'll give you a sheet and you can say, I would really like to audition for this part. This show, I had no idea. So I was like, give me anything. So they tell you, okay, so-and-so, go up on stage, read for this part. You might read a couple times. They usually have auditions 2 nights in a row. Yeah. It's just simple. You just walk up on stage and read with other people and wait and see if your name's on the cast list.
Yeah. See, I'm used to more. I'm more of a musical girl. Yes. I'm a musical geek, and so if you can't sing, then they just kind of move you on.
Yes.
So I'm kind of used to having a song prepared and that sort of a thing. Of course, we're talking about Charlie's Aunt. We need to know. Of course, we're in the middle of dress rehearsals right now. You guys get started this weekend.
Yes, we start tomorrow. Yeah. So you want me to tell when it opens?
Absolutely. Okay. You brought in postcards. So.
Yes. We run Thursday through Sunday this week and next. Thursday and Saturday, we open at 7 p.m. So the house opens at 6:15. You can show up then, buy a ticket at the door, or you can buy a ticket online. On Sundays, we begin at 2:30. So the door opens at 1:45. Again, you can buy tickets online or at the door.
And definitely check it out on Facebook as well. So
yes,
because you've got links to buy those tickets online. We're going to be talking more with Krista and Jared. Again, we're talking about Charlie's Aunt with Stained Glass Theater. We've got more coming up here on 4 States Live. Stay with us.
Have a question or comment? Just email 4states@kkowradio.com.
Pizza Bake Spaghetti is back at Fazoli's for only $6.99. Get yours while it lasts. Order through the Fazoli's app or online at Fazoli's.com. Only at Fazoli's, where life is better with breadsticks.
Fazoli's.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and see what everyone's talking about.
Tatum Motor Company's got the largest selection of Mahindra tractors around. Did you know that Mahindra tractors have steel axles? They're not aluminum like some other brands. Tatum Motor Company in Anderson, Missouri or Springdale, Arkansas. Online at TatumMotor.com.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning. I'm Tanya Bach with your KOAM news update. Authorities in Joplin say a 63-year-old victim of an alleged domestic assault has died. Police say on January 18, officers responded to a home on South Wall for a report of an assault. When they arrived, they found the victim, 63-year-old Ann McCrary, with a broken arm and head and face injuries. She was taken to the hospital, where she would later die on the 31st. The man accused in her death, 38-year-old Casey Malone, was arrested last month before the victim's death and charged with first-degree domestic assault. Six people, a man and five children, shot and killed yesterday at a home in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Police do have a suspect in custody. Police officers responded to the incident and saw the suspected shooter, 25-year-old Jaron Dejan Prigian, holding a gun. An officer fired at Prigian as he tried to run. Officers caught up with Prigian and arrested him. A woman also suffered life-threatening injuries. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning. With a clear sky, temperatures fell into the 30s overnight. We can expect to be sunny, breezy, and quite a bit warmer for this time of year, our high near 60. South winds will be gusty through tonight, our low 39. Rain will move in early tomorrow with temperatures falling in the mid-30s throughout the rest of the afternoon. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. Current conditions in the four-state area, well, it is 34 degrees in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 35 Joplin, Missouri, 33 Rogers, Arkansas. It's 35 in Miami, Oklahoma, 67% humidity, and a very light wind out of the south at 5. At 8:35, you're up to date on conditions in the four states.
Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the four states.
And welcome back to Four States Live. Back with us this morning, Jared Johnston, Krista Haley, representing Stained Glass Theater, and the upcoming show, Charlie's Aunt, of course, that's hitting the stage tomorrow. Jared, do you have another dress rehearsal tonight, or do you guys get a break?
No, so we were going to, but then one of our main guys, Keenan, he decided that he didn't want to, not want to, but he has church obligations, so we decided to take a rest night.
Ooh.
Which is rare.
That is extremely rare, especially during opening week. But Charlie's Aunt hits the stage on Thursday. Talk about the show for people just tuning in. Kind of run us through. Don't give away all the secrets, but, you know, because there are some surprises. But we want to point out the timeline of this, this show, because this takes place long time ago. It's before text messaging.
I believe it's 1860s.
Yes,
Krista?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 1860s, London or England?
London's in England.
Yes, that's all most people need to know. So we are all attempting some English accents, some succeeding, some not. But it's a comedy. There's not much suspense, but there are a few surprises, like you said. And it's two girls who are very enchanting, and then two guys who fall for them very easily.
Because you guys are suckers.
Well, yeah. Charlie, most of all, my character is, we fall for them. We're trying to get them over. We need a chaperone to do that. And so we get my aunt, who's coming into town fortuitously, to come on in. But she's late, so a lot of things happen because she's late. We got to improv a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I know what happens, but we'll just leave it at that. Krista, it's got to be nice to get back on the stage for you guys.
Yes.
I know last year was kind of a rough year for like every organization, but especially the theater troops. You know, they weren't able to get up on the stage like they wanted to, have the crowds that they wanted to. But it's got to be nice to welcome everyone back.
It really is. It's a really wonderful creative outlet. That's why I enjoy it so much. You get to be up on stage and you can escape into somebody else's life. You know, you don't have to think about anything else that's going on. You can be another person. And it is Yes, it's just one of the highlights of my life right now. I absolutely love it.
So talk about the family aspect of being part of a theater, a community theater, because they do become your family.
Yes, they really do. I have made some of the most amazing friends there. They're wonderful people. We get really tight-knit in a theater like that. And just friends for life, people that you're really invested in, and you follow along with them far after the show is done.
Oh, yeah. I'm a newbie, so, like, even I was surprised. Like, it did not take long for people to start being like, hey, you're family now.
Yes.
Yes. And so, you, I mean, and what's kind of cool is you can call on them, not just needing help with a part in the show or whatever, you can call on them with help in your life.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes. We have a whole message. We have a room on Facebook. I think
Facebook
that's what
group,
it is.
Yeah.
And yes, we'll message back and forth. Hey, what about, can you do this? Can somebody do this? You know, pray for this, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
So what is the next show that is coming up?
They haven't told us yet.
Oh.
They did say there is one in the works, but they haven't told us yet. So.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait on that. But Charlie's Aunt, it opens to the public tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how can people get tickets?
Okay, so you can, let's see, tickets are available at the door and online at www.sggtjoplin.square.site/events. So
or you can
find that on their Facebook page too.
Yeah, or you can do what I do and just go to Stained Glass Theater.
Yes.
And Google that, and then it's got a link on the page.
Absolutely, yes. So, and tickets are for 14 and up, they're $10. For children 4 to 13, they're $5. Children 0 to 3, they're free if you hold them on your lap. And we do have every other row in the theater is blocked off. We do encourage social distancing. Masks are encouraged. Mm-hmm. We don't wear masks on stage because they don't really fit with our time period.
Right, but. Right. And, and I do get that. It kind of messes with the flow of the show.
Yes.
It really does. And it kind of muffles you.
It absolutely does, yes.
A little bit as well. But and I also want to point out that like the shows that you guys do are, you know, you brought up the three and under sitting on your lap. They're family friendly shows.
Yes, this definitely is, for sure. Yes. Yeah, we never have anything that's you're going to want to hide your kids' eyes from.
Right. And I think that's what's kind of amazing. And what do you, so now that you've been on the stage a couple of times now, Jared, well, you've done one other show for an audience. This will be your second one.
Yeah.
Are you feeling good? Are you kind of easing into it?
So I used to have terrible stage fright as a kid. But something changed. I don't know what. And now I really don't.
I went to college. And
yeah,
I said,
sure. We'll call it dormitories. My anxiety went down so much. I get a little bit of stage fright, but once I'm on the stage and I've done a couple lines, it's gone. It's I'm in my flow.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that you would get a role this large?
Not this early. No, not at all.
So you must not stink.
I'm told I don't. A lot of people like come up to me, like some of the even newer people to me that, or not newer, but almost as experienced as me, not very much. They'll come up and they're like, "I've only been here twice." I'm like, "Yeah, me too." I'm like, what? So apparently, I'm doing something right, which is nice.
So again, advice, you know, preparing for an audition. They've got one in the works. We don't know what it is yet. Any advice on what people can do now to gear themselves up? Do they buy books of monologues? Do they buy, like, what do you do?
If I were to, man, I'm not going to say that I've done a ton of auditions, but if I were going to audition, I wanted to prepare for it, which, I mean, I don't.
Sometimes that's better.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's why I just threw you on the air.
Yeah, improv is one of my favorite things, but that ties in nicely. I'd say if you looked up some videos on improv, like either the comedy or the just relational aspect, that's a big thing. Just coming up with how somebody would be feeling or how you could act in a certain situation just based off of a tiny little script that they give you.
So, and Krista, you talked about this being an outlet for you, a creative outlet. How important is it also to bring a little comic relief to the stage for, I mean, let's be honest, 2020 stunk.
Yes.
All right. So how important is it not only for you guys to have that creative outlet, but for you to bring some laughs to the audience?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, just for me, I enjoy going to shows. Just like I said earlier, you know, it's an escape for me as an actor, for the audience to come in and just have a little brief reprieve where they can laugh and not be worried about anything, escape into another world. It's very important, especially for mental health, to get that little break every once in a while.
We all need that. And, of course, Charlie's Aunt is opening tomorrow night. You run two different weekends, and you also have matinees.
Yes, we do. Matinees on Sundays. They're at 2:30.
And, of course, so that falls on Valentine's Day. So you can do
Super Bowl Sunday and Valentine's Day. So it's also very important to note the show is fairly short. So if you come on Super Bowl Sunday, you will be out in time for the Super Bowl. You won't miss anything important.
I'm sure some guys will beg to differ, but we'll get
my
you.
Husband would beg to differ. Yes.
You missed the puppy bowl.
Oh, well, yeah, we've got the puppy bowl.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks, James.
Come on. Hey, Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart is going to host this thing, 2 o'clock, Animal Planet. So,
Snoop Dogg's going to be hosting it?
No, I'm just kidding. Just go. Do not watch. You can tape the puppy bowl. You've got DVR. And for old school, you might have a VCR. But go see this thing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Don't knock Puppy Bowl. I love Puppy Bowl.
I love puppies. Who doesn't? Well, he doesn't love puppies.
They have the halftime show with the kittens. You can't go wrong with that.
Laugh away.
There's something there for everyone.
There is. Well, we've got more coming up on Four States Live. We're going to be talking more with Stained Glass Theater. That's on the way next. Again, we're talking about Charlie's Aunt that opens tomorrow.
You never know who might stop by. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
What if you could spend every day giving back?
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, honey.
What if every hour of your day was an exercise in compassion?
Mr. Dennison, it's lovely out today. Want to get some fresh air?
And what if, along with that personal peace, came a paycheck? Let's talk.
Medica Lodges wants you to join their employee-owned team, which means you have stock in the company, great benefits, vacation and holiday pay, plus tuition assistance. For a fulfilling career, apply at any Medica Lodges location or search online at Medica Lodges Jobs in my area.
For a great time, winning ways, delicious chef-created entrees, live weekend entertainment, and your favorite gaming machines. You need to go where everybody goes, Indigo Sky Casino. More ways to play for your chance to win your share of over $800,000 total cash and goal rewards play. In February, Indigo is the place to party, stay, and play where our guests come first and always deserve a good time. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Receipts for the Coffeyville Livestock Market sale for Thursday, January 28th include 1,779 head of cattle. Receipts were down due to the muddy conditions. Choice steers up to 3 weights brought 160 to 208. 3 to 4 weight steers brought 145 to 205. 4 to 5 weight steers brought 135 to 190. 5 to 6 weight steers brought 125 to 176. 6 to 7 weight steers brought 115 to 157, and steers weighing over 700 pounds brought $1 to $1.38. In the heifer market, heifers lower than 300 pounds brought 120 to 163, 3 to 4 weight heifers brought 120 to 159, 4 to 5 weight heifers brought 115 to 155, 5 to 6 weight heifers brought 115 to 149, 6 to 7 weight heifers brought $1 to $1.45, and heifers weighing over 700 pounds brought $90 to $1.25. In the cow market, choice stock cows brought 47 to 65, canners brought 40 to 50 cents, with shelly cows bringing $40 and back. Young bred cows up to $1,445, and young pairs brought up to $1,325. High yielding bulls brought $80 to $1.250, and low yielding bulls brought $80 and back. Coffeyville Livestock Market holds a cattle sale every Thursday beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. with stock cows. Feeders and yearlings begin at 11 o'clock a.m.
Hey, Jerry, you see beans hit 13 bucks? What's going on?
Dang if I know, Russell. All I know is I'm going to need a big crop come this fall.
Well, how do you think you're going to do that?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Plant that cheap stuff again, that's for sure. I tried some cheap beans this year, and all I got was a light bag full of sticks and splits. Those cheap beans cost me plenty.
What soybeans are you going to plant then, Jerry?
Wilcross. Wilcross has high-quality soybeans in the bag, over 90 germ year after year. and they have every soybean technology on the market available. And I hear they still give you that 50-pound bag, not that light 140K crap. More beans in the bag at a competitive price, and the yields are proven for Missouri and Kansas field conditions year after year.
Jerry, where can I get some high-quality 50-pound units of Wilcross seed?
Well, Russell, contact your local dealer or call 816-862-8203 for your nearest Wilcross dealer, or find them on Facebook or wilcrossseed.com.
We leave politics at the door and share what's going on in our community. Welcome back to Four States Live.
Welcome back. It is Four States Live on this Wednesday, February the 3rd. I know I've got a couple of tired actors in the studio with me this morning. Jared Johnston and Krista Haley with Stained Glass Theater, of course, dress rehearsals. It's got to be a good feeling, though, Jared, that you're in dress rehearsals and you're seeing things, which it's very last minute in theater. I don't think people really fully understand.
No matter how much time you have, there's always like those last few things that you're trying to get together before, you know, you show it to an audience. And usually you're just doing it on stage as you're in front of an audience trying to figure it out.
Yes. Well, and then Krista, you were talking about even like the costume designers.
Yes.
That you were sewing something while somebody was sewing something on you.
Yes, last night I was sewing snaps onto a vest while snaps were being sewed onto the dress that I was wearing, and they were still sewing on me while I'm like trying to eke up the steps to go to the stage. I'm like, I gotta go.
And my costume last night was held together by pins, not buttons.
Safety pins all on his back.
You know, and then that's kind of the beauty of it, of theater is, you know, it comes together at the last minute.
It somehow
always works. Like I've done community theater, I've done college theater, I've done high school theater. But, and even though it's just kind of chaos, opening night comes and here it is.
Yes, mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about Krista, your character, because you've got an awesome name. And in fact, Jared said you have the best name in the whole show.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Buttercup Smythe. It's hyphenated. That's her last name. She is a widow. She has a sweet niece that she absolutely loves. They're traveling. They just show up kind of mid-show. She's heard of Charlie Sands. She's absolutely fascinated by her. She wants to find out more about her. So she kind of goes around poking her noses in places, listening at doors, trying to find out more about this really interesting person.
Well, because isn't she from like Argentina or
yes,
something
Donna
like that?
Yes, Lucia from Argentina.
Yes.
Millionaires, yes.
Exactly. Well, and with the last name of Buttercup Smythe, I couldn't picture anybody with that last name not snooping at doors.
Absolutely.
it just lends itself to it.
Oh, yes.
So, but of course, this is taking place in the 1860s in England. And Jared, talk a little bit about, you know, kind of get us set for the stage for people, because this is a show I'm not familiar with.
Right, not many people are. Two guys really want to date two girls. They're smitten, as they say.
Smitten.
Yeah. And so they're trying to organize another get-together with them so that they can, express their feelings. But there's a lot of schedule conflicts because Charlie's aunt is coming into town and the girls are leaving tomorrow. They're trying to figure it out. And like, oh, let's just put them all together. The aunt can be the chaperone. We'll get the girls together. And then we need, it'll work out. And so they're trying to get it all together last minute. The same day, it's all in one day, and they just barely pull it off. But then there's some people who don't show up, and it goes terribly wrong and terribly right at the same time.
So how big of a cast are we talking about here? It didn't seem like it's a huge cast.
We got like
six guys, I believe.
Yeah,
and
six
four
guys.
Girls.
Four girls.
So it's not large.
No. So how does that work for you guys? Does it make it easier? Because I'm more of a musical girl, so I've always been in like the huge cast. What's it like to work in a smaller show?
I really enjoy it. I guess you get to be more intimate with people. You get to learn more about them. You know, there's not so many people.
Yeah.
To talk
that, like,
to. You can
four to
really
people.
Form friendships with people.
Mm-hmm. But there's nowhere to hide.
That's true. It's very small backstage and downstairs. So, yes, there's nowhere to hide.
I will tell you this. There was nowhere to hide because I still cannot do a hitch kick. My poor dancing partner in Oklahoma, I think he still walks funny. No. I think he still walks funny. But Jared, this is the second show for you. What made you decide that you wanted to give theater a try? Because you even said that you were pretty shy in high school. But
yeah. So always looked at it and like, man, that looks fun. But I was like, it must take like a special skill to be able to do that. And I don't have it. Well, that was a lie. It doesn't really take a special skill. I think that there's, you know, different amounts of talent, but just putting yourself out there and like being willing to do it and telling yourself that it's possible. Sure. That was the biggest hurdle to get over.
So what was auditions like for you, especially the first time you auditioned? Were you shaken?
So one of the directors now, Amanda, I was at their house cause we're close. And, she basically just told me to do it and didn't really give me, I was trying to like get out
of
it.
She didn't give you a choice.
And she was like, no, you can work it out. I was like, okay, guess I'm going to auditions. And so I was there. I wasn't taking it terribly seriously. So I was just having fun and they liked that and it worked. So they put me in it. I was like, oh, okay. So this one that just came up, I also just had fun. If I didn't get a role, that's fine. I had fun. You know,
and I think that's, and correct me if I'm wrong, Krista, you've done several shows. I think that sometimes that's when you have a better audition is when you're just like, whatevs.
Yes, exactly.
Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, you just get out there. That's what I did this time. Well, I actually had completely forgotten about auditions. My husband had been gone. He got home, and I realized 5 minutes after he got home, I was like, oh, auditions are in 10 minutes. So I was like, honey? He's like, go. So I went, got there barely on time. Ran up on stage, did my thing, and then was shocked that night to see my name on the roster. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do that because they're so, like, familial. Like, right. It's such a close-knit group, and they're so nice, and, like, it's almost like a living room up there.
Yes.
Interesting. And, of course, you guys have a beautiful building that you're in now. They're on Annie Baxter, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're just here in town, just off of 20th Street. You're kind of hidden.
Yes. It's 2101 Annie Baxter. So it's right off of 20th Street, just one block south to get my directions straight. So in the corner of 21st and Annie Baxter.
So, it's just off Maiden Lane. That's where Annie Baxter is, if people aren't familiar. But Charlie's Aunt opens tomorrow. We need to know, obviously we know now where it's taking place.
Yes.
It's Stained Glass Theater. But we need to know when it's taking place because people can check it out this weekend or next weekend.
Yes. So it runs Thursday through Sunday. Thursday through Saturday, it opens at 7 p.m. So our doors open at 6:15. And on Sundays, we have a matinee. So it's at 2:30. Doors open at 1:45. You can buy tickets online or at the door. So.
Yes. And I, you know, it's a funky link. So so I wouldn't, if you're out driving around, I'll get you the link on my website. So kkowam.com. You can also find the tickets and find information about future auditions and that sort of thing through Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Their Facebook page, they're really great at keeping it updated. So they post multiple times a day, actually. So
especially now, because
they're promoting the show.
Yes, and you've got. I know that they're looking at installing some new stained glass in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen the pictures of it, and I'm excited.
So beautiful, yeah.
I'm excited. So we're gonna truly make this a stained glass theater.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, but Jared, Krista, again, Charlie's Aunt. That's coming up. Are you ready? You get a night off tonight. That's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. Ready or not, I
here
always,
we come.
I love performing in front of audiences because then you get to see the laughs. Like, your directors get used to it. They stop laughing. But the audiences, they don't. And you get that joy is what I go for.
Yes.
So how much do you feed off the audience?
A lot. Mm-hmm. You obviously have to pause if they're laughing.
Did you just try to do a British accent with laughing?
Yes,
absolutely did. Of course you did.
It's a problem now. Like, even when we stop doing rehearsals, I'll just keep going in the British accent. Like, I need to stop now.
We need to move on. But you do feed off the audience, and it's going to be great to have an audience back in the house for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much do you feed off of it? Because each night can be totally different.
It really is, especially if you come to a point where you expect a laugh and you don't get one and you kind of have to cover that. Or, you know, if the audience laughs a lot, then you have to, you know, pause without looking ridiculous and wait to say your next line so they could actually hear it.
Right. Because otherwise they might miss the next joke.
Yes, yes. And you might miss something really important if you just keep plowing on through laughter.
Yeah, and it's all comedy gold up there.
Yes. Well, tickets are very affordable. Jared, how much are tickets?
Yeah, so we got it's $10 for 14 and up. We got $5 for 4 to 13, sorry. And then 0 to 3, they're free if the children are held in your lap.
And again, this is a family-friendly show. Children of all ages can enjoy this. That's one thing I like about Stained Glass Theater is you keep everything family-friendly. So yes. I think we all appreciate that. Yes. And you can take the whole family. And you know what? If you're wanting to finally get out of the house, this is a great chance to do so and get some laughs in.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We need some laughs.
What else are you doing with your life right now?
You're talking to me on the radio. What are you doing with your life?
Oh, sorry.
No, thank you both for coming in this morning. I truly appreciate it. Again, Stained Glass Theater, Charlie's Aunt, opening up tomorrow night. They've got performances this weekend and next. They'll get you out in time for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about that, guys. So they'll get you home in time to watch your Chiefs. And make sure you join us for a Thursday on Four States Live. We're going to be talking with the Joplin Humane Society, checking out this week's featured pets, as well as United Way of Southwest Missouri, Southeast Kansas. So make sure you join us for a Thursday. Everybody, have a great day. Join us tomorrow.